This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Susie Ahn, in for Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Warm, sunny days are here, and there are so many summer activities to choose from around Chicagoland. From themed climbing events and hikes to group bike rides and stewardship days, which we'll explain in a minute, we've got a roundup of ways to be active this month and potentially meet new people. To get us in the know, Sasha spoke with Erica Zazo. She writes a monthly outdoors column for Block Club Chicago, and Karen Weigert, Reset's sustainability contributor. We also took your calls asking you listeners what are some of your favorite outdoor activities in Chicago, so you'll hear the callers sprinkled in along the way. Sasha began by talking about how this time of year is her favorite. I'll let her take it from here.
This is one of the best times of the year. I was just telling somebody yesterday that the city just, it literally, I heard this before I moved here, but I really truly believe it now. It comes alive. It comes alive in the summertime here in Chicago. So much to do, right, Erica?
Yeah. I mean, it comes alive with people and nature. Like, I can't believe every year
it's
how
like
green
we all just
it
come
turns.
Out of a cocoon yeah. or something.
yeah, there's so much to do here. I've mentioned before on the show, like, there's so many outdoor groups to meet up with in the city and yeah. get to know people who want to get outside, too. So I've been rounding up 18 events this month total and so many more online to find. So
I can
imagine. I'm happy to talk about them.
What are some of your favorite things to do in general? I want to hear from both of you when it comes to this time of year. Before we dig into the list, you first, Karen.
Well, I'm with you on the city comes alive. So I'm a huge fan of going for a walk wherever you are because the city has parks and nature and the parkway trees absolutely everywhere. And, you know, Erica was looking at your list. There are activities from north, south, east, and west. So the first thing is just go for a walk.
Yeah.
Start with that. And then look for critters. Because there are critters all over the city.
Yes.
And that is just a little moment of discovery for everyone, any day, anywhere.
Yes, yes. I like going for walks. I tend to like go, I like outdoor shopping. So, you know, just not the typical mall. I like to just go where I can walk store to store and just like enjoy an ice cream cone or something. I like leisurely afternoons when it comes to this type of weather. What about you, Erica?
Totally. I love finding a new nature preserve that I've not been to before. So last weekend, we went to Montrose Point Bird Sanctuary.
Oh,
that
nice.
Blends getting outside and finding critters because there were so many birders there with binoculars looking around.
And, how did you like it?
It's amazing. The view of the city from that point at Montrose is just beautiful. And for being one of the warmest Saturdays we've had in the city, it was really not that crowded. So
yeah.
It really feels like you're out in the middle of nowhere up there.
So many of the events that you highlight in your piece, Erica, they also seemed like opportunities to build community and just engage and meet new people. Was that on purpose?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of folks in the city maybe have not gotten outdoors and might want to not do so alone. So I think the community groups here are a great resource to meet other people who are more seasoned in getting outside, whether it's biking or hiking, but also just to meet folks while you do it and have natural conversations. So I think a lot of our groups too are affinity based, whether it's, you know, Queers on the Rocks, which is a queer climbing group that goes to rock climbing gyms in the city.
Yes.
To Out Our Front Door that organizes cultural, they blend cultural experiences with biking outside. Like, for example, their event coming up on June 14th, they're going to be doing a bike ride to DuSable Museum, which is
oh,
the
cool.
African American History Museum. So
great
you meet
spot.
Up on the lakefront, bike to the museum, get a guided tour, and then they're going to do a beach hangout session after that.
Yeah. What do you think is so important, Karen, about engaging with the outdoors? Just getting outside. There are so many people that are actually averse to that.
Yeah. Well, I can give a few totally self-centered reasons to do it, to start with that idea of someone who might be wondering. Well, one is being outside nature has been shown to help clear thinking. So if you're stuck on something at work or you're stuck on something with homework, go for a walk outside. Chances are that being in that environment will free up your thinking. It'll relax you. So huge selfish benefit with thinking. Another huge selfish benefit on just the physical response. It has a great impact on heart health. It can reduce blood pressure. So if you're looking for some self-motivated reasons, nature can help. It's also been known to help with mental health, and there have been all sorts of studies of folks who've been recovering from injury, and then they have exposure to nature. If you're in a hospital room that has a view of a wall versus a view of trees, people respond faster. They heal quicker. So yes. All sorts of that. And then, as Erica was saying, you get to meet some fun people. Yeah. And you can be then connected to your city.
So, and I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a talker. So I'm that, you know, friend. If you go out with me, it's like, okay, let's go. No, I'm over there talking with Betty and Mary and Pam and Ralph, because that's what I do.
And they're all there to chat with you too. I mean, that's the beauty of so many outdoor spaces. It's for critters. It's for people. These are our places. Hey. So let's go and join them.
Let's do it. And if you've got something to add to this conversation, you've got a favorite outdoor activity that you would love to share with us, something that you love to do here in and around the Chicago area, we'd love to hear from you, like Andrea, who's been waiting on the line. She's calling from North Center. Hey, Andrea, welcome to the show. What is your favorite outdoor activity? What do you love doing when you get outside?
I just love being outside, doing everything. I go for a walk every morning, but my favorite thing is to paddle on Lake Michigan, and especially at Jackson Harbor with Chicago Adventure Therapy.
Oh, nice. Have you gotten out yet for the season?
I have.
Really?
Yeah, several times. Uh-huh.
And you're out in groups doing this?
With Chicago Adventure Therapy. Well, yeah, personally and with Chicago Adventure Therapy. Sometimes I go by myself on the Chicago River, but on Lake Michigan, I like to be with other people.
Yeah.
Because that water's cold.
It is, isn't it? Thanks for sharing that, Andrea. Happy kayaking. Well, I've got two people nodding in studio. Are you planning to do the same? Does it sound intriguing, kayaking, Erica?
Oh, yeah. I think we have such unique kayaking and paddling experiences here because you can do it on the river. Mm-hmm. You can do it on not only on the river, but the North or South Branch. You can paddle down the middle of the city and have the skyscrapers surrounding you. Or you can even go to like somewhere like Montrose Beach and actually paddle out into Lake Michigan with a guide, which that, like Andrea was saying, is such a unique experience to be out in open water. Obviously, you have Jackson Harbor that you can pull into if the water's choppy, but like being on the lake and seeing the city and bobbing out there, it's an adventure.
Oh, it sounds like it would be so freeing. Yeah. So from paddling to pedaling, because you write about themed bike rides, and I have got to know more.
Yeah. So Outer Front Door is an amazing organization in the city that organizes bike campouts. So that's when you put your bike camping gear on your bike and bike to a forest reserve and go camping for the weekend. They also do day trips, too, like I was mentioning their event on June 14th with the DuSable Museum. And they also do family bike rides where you're going out with your kids and you got a community of people who've done this before. If this is your first time getting your kids on a bike and bringing them camping or just taking them to a forest reserve by trail, they help you figure out how to do that.
Oh, that's good. So safety is also a concern. Have you participated in anything like that before, Karen?
Well, the closest I've come is I did bike the drive, and I have to admit that is just awesome because you're where you've been before in a car, but there are no cars, and the bikers all have the road, and you get all of these stunning views, and there's tons of people around, and I did it years and years and years ago, and I have to admit, I thought it was so much fun that I literally went and bought a bike afterwards.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing. Yeah. I am actually trying to picture what it would be like being, you know, on the drive, cleared, empty, just me on my bike.
It's extremely
That's
cool.
That's a different perspective. That sounds super cool. Let's jump back to the phone lines. We've got Alyssa from Albany Park. Hey, Alyssa, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Are you ready to go outside?
Oh, I've been ready.
Yeah, I was so ready. I don't know what this is doing outside today. I mean, it's a lot of rain, but you know, it's supposed to clear up later this week. Where will you be going?
So one of my favorite outdoor activities in Chicago is going to the Montrose Dog Beach, which I think is the largest public dog beach in the country.
I'll have my people look it up in the back there. We'll get you the stats. But yeah, so Montrose Harbor Dog Beach. And so what do you love most about being out there? Obviously, you're bringing your pets.
Oh, my God. It's magical. It's like you go and there can be 100 dogs just running freely, off leash, running through the sand, swimming in the water. And it's just really fun. It's purely delightful.
You make it sound really fun. Thank you so much for sharing that, Alyssa. Karen, sound like your cup of tea?
Well, I love the dog beach. I have a very small 5-pound dog who wants nothing to do with lots of other dogs. So
she said it could be like 100 dogs out there.
I know. It sounds super fun, and I will be observing maybe from the bird sanctuary. So I'll be over there enjoying nature in my own way.
Yeah. I don't have a dog, but one time my friend and I made a mistake of bringing a picnic to the dog beach.
Oh, no.
Dogs came over to see what we were up to, obviously.
Oh, Erica, no. I could have told you that.
Yeah. So don't bring a picnic there, but you can go watch the dogs there.
Now, your group, Erica, your new group, Trail to Taproom.
Yes.
I want to hear about that because you're doing what, small group hikes?
Yeah, this is it's actually a tour company I started.
Oh, it's goodness. Tell us.
It's a hike and beer tour company. So Trail to Taproom.
Hike and beer.
Yeah, these are also two of my favorite things to do.
Sign me up.
We combine the two, you know, and I actually take people out via my 1992 vintage van. It's a Toyota imported van from Japan.
Oh, nice.
It seats 10 people, and we take people out to a local trail. We do a short hike, and then we stop at a brewery or two on the way home. No drinking on the bus, but you can enjoy at the tap room, and we do that from the city and head out to usually the suburbs to find some great trails that you might not have been to
before.
That
sounds so cool. What's the reception been like?
Yeah, last June is when I got the van, so we've had a few trips. They haven't quite sold out, but that's the beauty of our trips is that it is a small group. It's maximum 10 people, and
okay.
So we really want to keep conservation in mind when we're getting on the trails and not bringing a massive group out, but it gives the chance for people to meet each other in the van. You get to explore a trail you likely have never been to before, and then we're supporting local breweries in the region a lot of them are, you know, within 10 to 15 minutes from a trailhead, you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
So it's a really great experience.
That's so awesome. Keeping conservation in mind. Great idea, right,
Karen? I love
Karen?
It. Hydration and conservation. I mean, you really can't beat that.
Yeah. So we have one trip a month coming up this summer.
Great.
From, starting in June all the way through the end of this warm weather.
In the 1992 Toyota van.
Yes. It's a vibe, for sure.
It's got to be.
It's got plushy, like velvety, burgundy seats. We've got big windows that slide open. Actually, the front two seats can turn around and face the middle of the van if you want a social ride with people.
Oh, that is so cool.
trailtotaproom.com is where we have our trips listed. We'd love to have you out.
Once a month. That is perfect.
I'm thinking you can claim reduce, reuse, recycle with the age of that van. So I'm just going to give you some props for that.
That's actually a really good idea. You've got a recommendation, Karen, of a hike where people can check out some preserved prairie.
Oh, it's interesting. I was thinking about different hikes that I've been able to go on, and then I was curious about hikes that I have not yet been able to go on.
Mm-hmm.
So I was lucky enough to go to Eggers Grove just a couple of weeks ago, so far southeast side, and filled with woodland and filled with water from wetlands to lakes. But then I was wondering what I hadn't been to, and so I asked a friend of mine, and she was talking about the Somme Preserves in Northbrook, because they started doing the natural areas preservation in the early 70s. So it's actually had decades now to restore the prairies and the landscape. So I'm looking forward to checking that one out.
That sounds very cool. And the importance, Karen, because I teased this earlier, so we got to get to it. Talk about the importance of engaging in stewardship activities. But I guess you should probably tell us first, Erica, what we're talking about, because you got these stewardship events on your list for this month. What exactly does that include?
Yeah, stewardship work days are organized by various organizations all throughout the city, typically nonprofits, and they partner with local preserves to head to them and clean up trash, remove invasive species, and learn about conservation unique to that preserve. So there's two coming up that you should put on your calendar. There's one on June 21st at South Shore Nature Sanctuary on the south side at 10 a.m. And then the Chicago Ornithological Society that same weekend is organizing one at Montrose Dunes, the Montrose Point area that I was talking about earlier in the segment, yeah, and the dunes right next to it. So definitely look those up on my article.
Why should folks keep stewardship activities in mind, Karen?
Yeah, those are incredible examples. And as you said earlier, there are examples all around the city, but it's a wonderful opportunity to, first of all, have an impact on the place that you want to be and that your family and friends want to be. You can do trash cleanups. You can do nature observation and tracking. You can do invasive species removal. But you actually physically connect with a place. Mm-hmm. You then build that connection with the other folks who are doing volunteering with you. So you build that connection to community. And there's, you know, great information that folks who have done a little bit of volunteering and engagement, particularly if it's physical, you're actually there doing something.
Yeah,
you're more likely to do it again. So it may be the start of a really positive habit and the growth of a new community.
Love that. We'll squeeze in one last caller with a great recommendation. Here's Graham in Bridgeport. Hey, Graham.
Oh, hey.
Hey, where should we go?
You should check out Wild Blossom Meadery down by the Dan Ryan. It's this great place that makes honey wine.
Oh,
we were down there the other day sitting out by the park, all the bees and everything. No, it was lovely.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Graham. We'll leave it there, but I got to say, Erica, you are just fabulous because you're doing all this. On your Instagram, you posted that you've been going out, you're camping, and you're doing it all with a newborn baby.
Yeah, my wife Congrats. And I welcomed our daughter 3 months ago.
Yay!
Her first camping trip was at 2 months, so we are really getting her acquainted with nature.
Oh my gosh, what a lucky, lucky child. And I think I might be luckier because I think I get to meet this child.
Yeah,
after
she's sleeping in the green room.
All right,
so.
Well, I'm heading in there. We'll wrap then. Erica Zazo is a freelance writer and founder of the group Trails to Taproom. She writes a monthly outdoors column for Block Club. You can find her full list at Block Club Chicago, or blockclubrather.org. And Karen Weigert is our sustainability contributor. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic and edited by Dan Tucker. It was mixed by Ari Mejia. Stay connected to the world around you and all the happenings in Chicago by subscribing to our podcast. You can also find us at wbez.org/reset. I'm Susie Ahn, in for Sasha Ann Simons. Happy spring and summer, everyone.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.